In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. Anthony's not with us. He's coming later for the glory night. But I want to remind you from Psalm 18. I love you, O Lord. Have you told them today? I love you, Jesus. I love you, Father. I love you, Holy Spirit. I love you, O Lord, my strength. God is your strength. You have no strength but God himself. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, my deliverer. Do you know that the Lord is your rock, your fortress, and your deliverer? We open the telephone lines today, 617-770-3030. You might want us to pray for something or tell us that our prayers have been answered when we prayed with you, 617-770-3030. For the Lord is a rock to me, my fortress, my deliverer, my God, my rock in whom I take refuge. Oh, I take refuge in the wounds of Jesus. I take refuge in the wounds of Jesus. Oh, yes, that's where I want to take refuge. My shield, my horn of salvation, my stronghold. I call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. Do you know that God is worthy to be praised? Do you know that? Have you praised him this morning yet? So I shall be saved from my enemies. 617-770-3030. Don't wait till the end, because you won't get on. 617-770-3030. Tonight we have 6:05 Mass at St. John the Baptist in Quincy and 7 o'clock Charismatic Prayer Meeting. You're welcome to come. The glory of God falls on us, and God heals his people. Things happen on a Wednesday night. Oh, yes, because we believe that you shall do greater works than these, Jesus said. I don't want to do greater works yet. I want to just do the same works as Jesus did. But if he wants me to do greater works, hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's him who's doing it anyway. It's not me. 617-770-3030. 617-770-3030. Where are you today? We're waiting. The Lord lives. Blessed be my rock. And exalted be the God of my salvation. The Lord lives, and blessed be my rock, the rock of my salvation. The Lord lives, and blessed be my rock, the rock of my salvation. The Lord lives, and blessed be my rock, the rock of my salvation. 617-770-3030. We're waiting for you. 617-770-3030. You'll just be talking to me. Don't worry about who's listening. 617-770-3030. The God who gave me vengeance and subdued peoples under me, who delivered me from my enemies. Hallelujah. Jesus delivered us from Satan by the blood that he shed on the cross. Satan thought that the crucifixion of Jesus would be the end of Jesus. He did not know that the crucifixion of Jesus would be for the salvation of our sins, and that he would rise again on the third day. Hallelujah. Peter, what would you like?
Yes. Hi. How are you, Tom?
I'm good. Tell me what you'd like.
I would like to pray for a church member, a friend of mine who has lung cancer, stage 4. He's going to start chemo this week, I believe. And he's a very good Christian, an awesome person. And I just want to pray for him that, you know, God will heal him from this terrible disease.
What's his name?
His name is Mike.
Lord, we pray for Mike today. In the name of Jesus, I curse this cancer. I command it to wither and die and not bloom. I curse this cancer in Jesus' name by the blood that was shed on Calvary. By his wounds, Mark has been healed by the blood of Jesus in Jesus' name. Amen. 617-770-3030. 617-770-3030. The Lord lives. Blessed be my rock, and exalted be the God of my salvation, the God who gave me vengeance and subdued peoples under me, who delivered me from my enemies. He delivered us from the enemy called the devil on the cross. I want you to know that the devil has no power in the Christian's life. He needs to be under our feet, not in our pocketbooks, not in our heads, but under our feet. That's where he belongs, in Jesus' name. 617-770-3030. Are you coming? Anthony.
Hi, Father.
Oh, Anthony, I miss you.
I miss you, too. I can't wait for tonight. I've been praying about tonight all morning, and God's going to do something so powerful. I just wanted to witness to the last couple things I seen. At the School of the Holy Spirit, there was a girl, Kaylee, and she had come for the first time. She was only 15, and she had come with crystals and lots of things going on. She had been cutting herself, and we just bless her. But in the praise and worship, she wanted to come and give her life to Jesus. And in that moment when we prayed and she gave her life to Jesus, and we asked the Lord to come and baptize her in the Holy Spirit and fire, the moment we did in the praise and worship and we prayed for her, the Holy Spirit overwhelmed her. And not only that, she fell to the ground, and angels were ministering to her. And she was in the Holy Spirit laying on the ground for all the praise and worship, then all of Mass, and then for another hour while we were packing up, even after everything was closed. And when we finally got her up to just see how she was doing, she was glowing with the radiant beauty of God. She had been transformed into a new creation. The power, the love of God, and the life of the Holy Spirit had entered her. And
Amen.
We just bless her, Lord, that you give her more and she'll never be the same. And then even last week during the glory night, when we had everyone called up, we were doing the normal prayer, and the word of the Lord came to me, and God told me that he wanted to release his fire. So we called everyone up to the front, and we had everyone pray that the Lord just baptize us in the Holy Spirit and fire. And when he did, the fire of God just fell upon St. John the Baptist. Everyone we laid hands on was overwhelmed by the Holy Spirit. They were healed, and they were just baptized in the fire of God and the love of the Father. So, Jesus, right now, I just call down the kingdom of God upon everyone listening. And I
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus, that tonight you're going to make an even more and more mightier move, because you're a God of increase and a God of momentum. And, Jesus, we thank you for what you're going to do tonight. And, Father, I love you. I'll be at St. John's soon, and I just can't wait to see everyone tonight. And if you're on the fence of coming, please come. The Lord wants everyone coming, but there's just new people who he's drawing to this experience, the Hot Fudge Sunday knowledge of Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, Anthony.
Amen. All right. I'll see you tonight, guys. Bye, Father.
Okay, God bless you. 617-770-3030, 617-770-3030. God works. The last verse in John's Gospel. There are many more things that Jesus did. Were they all recorded, all the books in the world could not contain them. Oh, yes, we see Jesus working all the time. Jesus working all the time. One of my friends needed money in his bank account, and he tried to get a loan for $500, and they wouldn't give it to him. And he had sent out a check, and it was going to bounce. And he looked back into his account, and someone deposited over $300. The someone was God himself, because no one knew it, only God. You might not believe it. Well, it's true anyway. 617-770-3030. The Lord lives. Blessed be my rock, and exalted be the God of my salvation, the one who gives me vengeance and subdues peoples under me. 617-770-3030. 617-770-3030. We're waiting for you. Tonight we have a mass at 5 past 6 at St. John the Baptist in Quincy on School Street, 44 School Street. And not only do we have that, but at 7 o'clock we have the Charismatic Prayer Meeting. You're welcome to come to both things. And if you need to go to confession, confessions are heard between 7 and 8 in the parking lot. Oh, yes, we have everything at St. John the Baptist. Confess your sins. That's what St. John says in his letter. And you will be washed clean by the blood of Jesus. 617-770-3030. 617-770-3030. I'm reading from the 51st Psalm. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your steadfast love. Oh, yes, Lord, we need your mercy. We need your mercy, Lord. We don't need anything else but your mercy. And you give us that mercy from the cross. You give us that mercy from the cross. He said, I forgive everyone. I forgive everyone. The people that are crucifying me, the people that sin against me, oh, yes, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Your sins are not so big that they can't be forgiven by Jesus. 617-770-3030. 617-770-3030. You know what's going to happen? At the end, you're going to want to call, and there won't be any time. 617-770-3030. Gail?
Yes, hi, Father. You just addressed one of the things I've been wanting to call you about. Forgiveness and praying for mercy for somebody that keeps wounding you. So my question is there at any point, like, do we just allow them to keep doing that? Or, like, is there accountability? Like, what?
We do not allow people to hurt us. No, we do not. We don't take it. That is not God's will that you be a doormat. It is God's will that you forgive them and don't go near them anymore.
But what if you have to protect another person because of that? So you have to go near them, right? You're still involved. I'm praying for forgiveness, and I'm praying for mercy for the person, and yet I still need to protect my son from the person. So,
and you have to protect yourself, too.
Yes, and myself. But I can pursue accountability or protection, right? But in my heart, I'm still praying for forgiveness for the person. I'm asking God to not hold it against them, cover them with mercy. It's okay to make somebody accountable. Is that it? That's my question.
It's okay to make somebody accountable, yes. You're not a doormat.
Thank you.
God bless you.
So I'll pray for them. Thank you, Father.
617-770-3030. 617-770-3030. 617-770-3030. For I know my transgressions and my sin is ever before me. Against you alone have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight, so that you are justified in your sentence. But the sentence of Jesus is not guilty in Christ. Oh, yes, when we confess our sins, the sentence is not guilty because we live in the Beloved. We live in Christ. Oh, have you told him today that you love him? I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. 617-770-3030. 617-770-3030. Are you coming tonight? Are you coming to the glory night at Holy St. John the Baptist in Quincy, 44 School Street? 6:05 Mass, 7 o'clock prayer meeting. You're welcome to come. Who's calling?
Hi, Father. This is Patty Cassio. How are you today?
Hi, Patty. I'm very well. I'm glad to hear you.
Oh, likewise. Father, I'm reaching out today to ask you to send prayers out to the Francis Scone family, who very dear to me. They brought me to you, Father, over 20 years ago when I was healed miraculously the first time I met you. And my life has been forever changed, and I'm in debt to that wonderful family, and they're going through a terrible loss right now. Jean Francisco's daughter, Carol, I'm sure you probably remember them from way back, who
I
lost
do.
Her husband of 30 years. And the funeral is today, and my heart is broken for their family. And I just love a prayer for healing for their hearts and God's grace to come today at such a difficult time.
Lord, we pray for this family. We pray, God, that you would be peace in their lives as they go through the valley of the shadow of death, that you would be peace in their lives. Father, they have been so good to people. Father, now, in their brokenness, bless them, heal them, surround them with the blood of Jesus, fill them with the Holy Spirit, give them peace, give them peace. Give them peace in Jesus' name. 617-770-3030. 617-770-3030. You desire truth in my innermost being. Therefore, teach me wisdom in my secret heart. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Purge me with the blood of Jesus, and I will be clean. Wash me with the blood of Jesus, and I will be clean. Oh, how we love that blood. How we love the precious blood of Jesus. Do you know that July that we're in now is dedicated to the blood of Jesus? Do you know that today? Well, I'm telling you. 617-770-3030. 617-770-3030. 617-770-3030. Call. We need to hear from you. And if you've had a miracle, you can share your miracle with us. 617-770-3030. From Mark's Gospel, the 16th chapter, the 12th verse. After this, Jesus appeared in another form to two of them as they were walking into the country, the men of Emmaus, and they went back and told the rest, but they did not believe them. Later he appeared to the 11 themselves as they were sitting at the table, and he upbraided them for their lack of faith and stubbornness. Are you stubborn? I'm going to confess, sometimes I can be so stubborn. I need forgiveness for my stubbornness. Are you stubborn sometimes? Is your neck stiff? I'm talking about spiritual stiffness. You have to confess your sin to the Lord and to the church. 617-770-3030. they were stubborn because they had not believed those who saw him after he had risen. And he said to them, go into the whole world, proclaim the gospel, the good news to the whole of creation. The one who believes and is baptized, will be saved. But the one who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will accompany those who believe. By using my name, they will cast out demons. They will speak in new tongues. Koshata mokeria, o somariandra katoria thea, o rikishiandra makaria. They will speak in new tongues. They will pick up snakes in their hands. And if they drink any deadly poison, it will not hurt them. That's if they're doing it on a mission. St. Paul was bitten by a snake. They were expecting him to die, but he didn't die because Jesus saved him. And if when you're on mission, these things happen. I remember Sister Ruth Heflin. She was on mission, and someone put in her drink something terrible, and she slept for days. Her mother knew she was in trouble, and she prayed for her, and finally she woke up days later. Someone tried to kill her, but they couldn't do it because Jesus promised, you shall drink poison, and it shall not harm you. 617-770. Who's calling?
Hello. Hi, Martino Wallace.
I can't hear you.
Valentino Wallace.
And what would you like us to pray for?
I'm praying to get out of jail next week, Monday or Tuesday.
Oh, God, release him and send him to people that are going to help him. You've already forgiven him in the blood of Jesus. Send him to people that are going to help him, that he doesn't commit crime anymore. Give him a new life, Jesus. Pray with me, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I love you.
I love you.
Come into my heart.
Come into my heart.
Forgive all my sins.
Forgive me of my sins.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Be my Lord and my Savior.
Be my Lord and my Savior.
Help me, Lord.
Help me, Lord.
Fill me with the Holy Spirit.
Fill me with the Holy Spirit.
And with peace.
And with peace.
Oh, God, bless this young man. Bless him. Let him know how much you love him. Fill him with the glory of God. Fill him with the glory of God. Fill him with the glory of God. 617-770-3030. If it was only for this man, it was worth speaking a half an hour and not getting many calls. If it was only for this man that Jesus died for. 617-770-3030. 617-770-3030. Tonight at St. John the Baptist in Quincy, 44 School Street, Mass will be at 6:05 in the evening, followed by a charismatic prayer meeting at 7 o'clock. So we ask you to come and bear witness to the presence of God, how we need the presence of God. This world is so crazy. Everything is upside down in this world. Yes, we say, I'm pro-choice and I kill children. Well, each abortion kills a child and also kills part of the woman. Each abortion kills the child and also kills part of the woman. Oh, yes. So we are pro-life from the womb to the tomb. If your family is in hospitals and they're old, make sure that they don't try to kill them with dope. Please, you've got to be there for your family. If you don't talk for them, no one will talk for them. We live in a society of death, and they kill our elderly. Yes, they do. So many places kill our elderly. You might say, but that's not possible. It's possible. It happens every day, especially if you're old and poor. 617-770-3030. 617-770-3030. So come tonight. Come tonight to Mass at 6:05. Come tonight. Come tonight to the prayer meeting at 7 o'clock, where St. John the Baptist in Quincy, Massachusetts, 02169, 44 School Street, 44 School Street. Father, pour out your spirit upon your people today. Let them know that they are being taken care of, because you are our rock, our fortress, and our love. In Jesus' name, bless them. In Jesus' name, bless them. In Jesus' name, bless them. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Amen. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.